the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Early on the first day of the week, while it was still dark, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone had been removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and the other disciple, the one whom Jesus loved, and said to them, "They have taken the Lord out of the tomb, and we do not know where they have laid him." Then Peter and the other disciples set out and went toward the tomb. The two were running together, but the other disciple outran Peter and reached the tomb first. He bent down to look in and saw the linen wrappings lying there, but he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him and went into the tomb. He saw the linen wrappings lying there and the cloth that had been on Jesus' head, not lying with the linen wrappings, but rolled up in a place by itself. Then the other disciple who reached the tomb first also went in, and he saw and believed. For as yet they did not understand the scripture that he must rise from the dead. Then the disciples returned to their homes. But Mary stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she went over to look into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting there where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head, the other at the feet. They said to her, "Let us now join our foolish voices with all those others who have proclaimed this confession of Christian faith. I believe in God."
When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus,
Creator of heaven and earth.
But she did not know that it was Christ, God's only Son, our Lord.
Jesus said to her,
"Who was conceived by the Holy Spirit,
born of the Virgin Mary,
supposing
suffered
him to
under
be the gardener,
Pontius Pilate,
she said to him,
was
Sir,
crucified, died,
if you
and
have
was buried.
Him away,
he descended into
where
hell.
You have laid him,
on the third
and
day, he rose
away.
From the dead.
Jesus
ascended
said to her,
into heaven.
Mary,
he is seated at the right
and
hand
said to
of the
him
Father.
In Hebrew,
Rabboni,
will come,
which means judge
teacher.
The living and the dead.
Jesus said
I believe
to her,
in the Holy Spirit,
to me,
the Holy Catholic
I
Church,
not yet
the communion of saints.
But
the forgiveness of sins,
say to them,
the resurrection of the body,
to my Father,
and the life everlasting.
To my God
Amen.
And your God.
On this
Mary
day
Magdalene
of rejoicing,
and announced to
we
the disciples,
pray for the
I have
life
seen the
of
Lord.
The church,
and she
the
told
world,
them that he had said
and
these
all
things
people
to her,
in any
the gospel
need.
Of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You give life to your church by joining the baptized to the body of Christ. Bless us
Jesus
as
Christ
we proclaim
is risen.
The one whose death and resurrection
is risen indeed.
Makes us one in
certainly,
you.
Certainly.
Lord, in your mercy.
What we just said is either a completely
you give life
foolish
to the
proclamation
by renewing the earth in every
the
season.
The deepest truth and wisdom that there
our
is.
Exploitation
wisdom
of natural
that should
resources
change our
cause
lives.
Us to
it
preserve
either
the health
one
of plant and
or
animal
the
habitats.
Other. And perhaps
Lord,
the most
in your
important
mercy,
statement that has ever been
you
made.
You give life
in the
to the world,
of the world
by laying
a
cornerstone among the nations
that demands
rebuild
that you make
the powers
a decision
and principalities
about its
around
truth.
Us in ways
is
that
this
protect the vulnerable
true
and raise up the lowly.
For you,
Lord, in your
what
mercy,
say you?
Hear our prayer.
You give life to
is
those
Jesus,
in need by the anointing
who was
of your
a poor,
Holy Spirit.
Itinerant,
comfort those who suffer.
Self-proclaimed
encourage
rabbi
those who
taught and came
sick,
into conflict
bind up
with
the
religious
hearted,
and political authorities of his day who had 11
who
fairly loyal disciples and one who was really not very
now, Lord.
At all. That one turned him in to the authorities who then arrested
Lord,
him
in your mercy.
Gave him a mock trial.
You give life
him,
to this community
him,
of faith by infusing us
cross,
with love for one another.
With other
inspire us to reach out to our neighbors in meaningful ways and
they
bring
put
the
him
joy
in a
of community
tomb, which
to
was
a wider
by
family
an enormous
of people.
Stone
Lord, in your
2,000
mercy.
2,000 years ago. And after 3
you
days,
give life
when
to
his
your
friends
by setting
came
a banquet
to tend
table
to his body
of rich food
and found
feed
only
us
grave
with the bread
clothes,
of life
and
bring us with all your saints to the feast that has
is he
no end.
Alive,
Lord, in your
is
mercy.
Dead? That is
into your
the
hands,
question.
O God, we commend ourselves
and
all
we
for whom we pray.
Know? right, trusting in valley,
Jesus
so
Christ,
far removed,
the spring of new and everlasting
from this story
life.
In space
Amen.
And in time.
You may be seated as we
well,
receive now our
we
tithes
we have the
and
witnesses
offerings.
That were read in the Gospels today. Perhaps we have experienced something personally in our life that tips the scales for us. Perhaps we can make some very good guesses that will help us to make a decision about this statement. I cannot convince you either way. I believe that only the Holy Spirit can do that. But I think history can actually be helpful to us in a way. There were other writers during that day who were not gospel writers who spoke of and wrote of, mentioned this Jesus crucifixion on a cross. Josephus, who was a Jewish historian, and Eusebius. So those are two who mention him. But ignoring that, I seriously can't believe that this faith of ours would still exist 2,000 years later through all the internal and external struggles, the wars, the martyrdom, through all the ways that we have gotten things wrong and messed it up, if it were not true, if Christ's Holy Spirit were not helping us. I don't think that the movement, the way, the faith, would have really made it much past the second or third generation of disciples. If the original 11 and then the 500 others who saw him alive were not completely convinced that he had risen from the dead, I think our faith would have died a sad little death in a backwater in the Middle East about 160 AD.
Created me a clean heart,
O God. Something earth-shaking happened, and I believe that it continues to happen. And that's why we are still here.
Me.
Why we are here
Cast
today.
Me not away
the
from
angel's
your
presence. To Mary Magdalene,
and
one
take
of
not your
friends
Holy
and devoted
Spirit
followers
from
are interesting
me.
Because they tell us
restore to
that
me
angels
the joy
really do inhabit
salvation.
A different reality. Than we
and
do. They ask her, and I think it's not a rhetorical question. I think they really want to know, why are you crying? They don't understand what there is to weep about because they know something she does not know. They know what has really happened. As she snuffles out her answer about someone having taken the body of her Lord, and I'm not mocking her for crying because Lord knows I do that. But she senses that someone's standing there behind her, and she turns, and he repeats the angel's question, why are you crying? She takes him for a gardener. Why? Is she blind? Does she not recognize his voice? He asks, who are you looking
the
for?
The Lord be with you.
But let's give Mary a break.
Lift
here
up your heart.
She was there at Calvary.
Let us give thanks
she
to
was
the
at
Lord
the foot
our
of the
God.
Cross.
She saw
the hideous torture.
It is indeed
and
right our duty and our joy
and
that
teacher.
We should at all times and in
she
all
was
places.
There.
Give
as
thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful
in his
God,
last moments.
For the glorious resurrection of our Savior Jesus
as they
Christ,
made sure
the true
that
Paschal
he was
Lamb,
dead by
who
taking
gave
himself
spear
to take away
and
our sin, who in dying
all the way
has destroyed
up
death,
into
and
his
in
heart.
Rising has brought us to eternal life.
She was there,
and so with Mary Magdalene and Peter,
and, so
and all the witnesses of the
she
resurrection,
had
exactly
with earth zero
and sea and all their creatures, with angels, archangels,
that he would
cherubim
be standing behind
her
that day.
We praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Dead.
Why would she be expecting him to be there? She even declares, because she's so upset about the body being messed with and being stolen, she says, just tell me where it is. And somehow, impossibly, she, Mary is going to go and carry him away. She's heartbroken. And then he speaks her name, Mary. And something about that told her that it was him. Impossibly. You are indeed holy, almighty, and merciful, Lord.
You are most holy and great, is the
majesty of your glory. As if she is never going to let him go.
You so loved the world that you gave your only son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but have eternal life.
She says the possessive, not just
teacher. We give you thanks for his coming into the world to fulfill for us your holy
will. And his response, I mean, we always read it. I think we read it maybe a little weird. But I think Jesus may even have a little bit of a playful tone.
Our Lord Jesus
when
took
he's
bread.
Saying, like, he you don't thanks. Have to cling to me.
He broke it.
I haven't
he gave
left
it to his
yet.
Disciples saying,
we always hear it sort of like, don't touch me.
This
but
is
I
my
don't
body
think that's
given
it
for you.
I think he's do talking this about her clinging for dear life. Me.
Again,
Mary
after supper,
is unbelievably
he took the cup,
privileged to be
he gave the
thanks
first to
and
see
gave
Jesus
it for all
after
to drink,
his resurrection.
Saying, this
and
cup
now he entrusts her with
the
words that
in my
the
blood
singer, songwriter, author,
and
theologian
people,
Michael Card says must be
sin.
The most completely
do
satisfying words that Jesus ever spoke. For after
for
his horrible ordeal,
this
he has now finally
and drink from this
completed
cup, we
his proclaim
mission,
the Lord's death
the mission his Father
until he
sent
comes.
Him on. And he says,
Christ has
go.
Died.
Tell
Christ
my brothers
is risen.
That I
Christ
am
will come again.
To my
remembering,
father.
Therefore, his salutary command, his life giving passion
father.
And death, his glorious resurrection
God,
and ascension, and the promise
because
of
Jesus
his coming
having
again,
gone through all of
we
this,
give thanks to you, O Lord God Almighty, not as
father,
we ought, but as
our
we are able.
God.
We ask you
and
mercifully to accept
joy
our praise and thanks
for him.
And with your word
this.
And Holy Spirit,
I have no idea
to bless
what the tone
us,
of his
your
voice
servants,
was. I can
and
only
these, your
imagine.
Own gifts.
And
of
so
wine
Mary takes
bread,
this message
so that we
first
and all who share
message,
in the body and blood
to
of Christ may be filled
men,
with heavenly blessing
not so
and
much,
grace.
11
and
disciples, and
the
she
forgiveness
says,
of sin. May
I
be formed
the Lord,
to live
and
as
Luke
your holy, foolish
tells
people,
us what they thought
and be
of
given
that.
Our inheritance with
Luke
all
24
your
says,
saints.
The disciples
to you, O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit,
like
be all honor and glory in your holy church, now and forever.
Well, it
amen.
Is April Fool's Day.
Amen. Amen.
What does the Bible
Lord,
then
remember
say
us
about
in your
fools,
kingdom
about
and teach us
foolishness.
To pray?
Our Father, well, Psalm 14. The
hallowed
first verse
be
says,
thy name.
A fool
thy kingdom
says
come.
In his heart,
thy will be
there
done
is no God.
On earth as it is in heaven.
Okay.
Well,
give us
1
Corinthians
day our
then,
daily bread.
1:25
says,
the foolishness of God is wiser.
Those who trespass against us.
The foolishness
lead us
of God
not into
is wiser than human wisdom.
Thine is the kingdom.
God's foolish
and power
plan of
and
salvation
forever
is
and ever.
Wiser than.
Amen.
Then
and
the
now
wisest
come take this meal
of
victory.
Human plants.
Taste the bread of
you know,
life.
We often,
broken for you.
In our arrogance, we often argue about the way that God has done things. Well, I'm not going to worship a God that would do this or allow this or let this happen. That's not my God. I think God did things wrong. In our arrogance, in our hubris, we argue against the way that God has foolishly done things, we think. But God's foolishness is wiser than we are, wiser than our most intelligent person, like Stephen Hawking, who recently died. He was really intelligent. God's way more. Who's the wisest human now? I don't know, the Dalai Lama? He's all peace and wisdom. God is wiser. In his foolishness, God is wiser than any of these. But the world and humans find God's plan to save the world by the death of his son on a cross to be complete foolishness. We even sometimes think it was mean and definitely weak. We would rather have a sophisticated intellectual argument. We would rather have the show of force, political or military. But Paul says, those were not done because God took away our ground for boasting. Paul, you know, the apostle come lately, the one who had persecuted the early Christians until being struck on the road to Damascus with blindness by the risen Christ. But another story. Paul says that God chose the foolish to shame the wise, the weak. And women definitely were considered weak back then. They were not even allowed to give testimony in a court of law. Too unreliable. So who does God choose for his first witness? A woman. Unreliable. And she is the one who takes it. The weak. God uses the weak to shame the strong. This shows us something so profound, so fundamental about our God, who consistently chooses differently than we would, differently, and turns our ways of thinking upside down. Jesus is constantly, in the Gospels, correcting our short-sightedness, constantly turning around our ideas about being served, about serving, our ideas on forgiveness and how often or how much do we have to forgive. Jesus taught with paradox, and we have a very hard time understanding God's ways. Paul said in another paradox, Paul said, when I am weak, then I am strong, for God's power is made perfect in weakness. Well, nothing is weaker or more unable to do anything than a human body that is dead. This last year, I have stood by more bedsides than I care to remember, including my own mom's, and I've witnessed the effect of death on human bodies, and it's heart-rending. So hard to see the form of one who was so full of life, so beloved, so dear to us after death. Nothing feels emptier. Nothing. Eyes that once sparkled with light and laughter are now devoid of all light and life. And that was how Jesus was before they put him in the tomb. He was gone. He was dead. And Mary knew it. Mary had seen it. He was gone. When we stand at a bedside of a loved one, we say, she's not there anymore. He's gone. And that's how Jesus was. And Mary had been traumatized by that whole scene on Golgotha 2 days before. She would never have thought to turn around and see him looking back at her. Never thought she would hear his voice again, ever. She'd have been nuts or foolish to think that, right? But now through his death and resurrection, we see God's foolish power on the loose among us here in our world now. Our wisdom has been struck down by God's foolishness, and nothing is the same again. For we are made new, turned upside down by surprise and unexpectedness. For he has died and has been raised for us. He has gone before us, breaking trail, giving us this outlandish, foolish, crazy hope to cling to, that death here in this world is not the end. We have received new identities. We have been marked by Christ's foolish cross on our foreheads in the waters of our baptism. The cross, which was a hideous instrument of torture, has now become, in our upside-down foolish faith, the symbol of Christ's love for us, the symbol of resurrected life. April Fool's death. Are to continue on Jesus' path of reconciliation, bringing his foolish kingdom into our world, the foolish kingdom of love, reconciliation, forgiveness, serving all, bringing peace. And we are to do this even if it's unpopular, and even if it's dangerous, and even if the world insists you can't do that. You can't change that thing. That stone is too big. It won't budge. But we know that the biggest, heaviest, heaviest stone has already been moved. And so we are unafraid. It's already been rolled away. And that is death. We follow the resurrected one. Now we ourselves are foolish people of the resurrection. We hear him promise that he goes to prepare a place for us as we stand at these bedsides of our loved ones, as Mary looked into the tomb. We now must look with our own foolish eyes of faith, faith in Christ and his promises. Faith in God's foolishness, wiser than our wisdom. So today, may your eyes of faith see, as we replace the white fair linen, that's what we call it, the fair linen cloth.
Amen.
That graces
and
our
now may
altar.
God
may
who
your
brought us
eyes
from
see,
death
it is
to
not
life
some fancy spanchy
fill you with great joy.
Church. Almighty God,
table
Father,
cross.
Son, and Holy Spirit,
I want you to see
bless
what it really
you
symbolizes.
Now and forever.
Because what that is
Amen.
Supposed to and does symbolize,
happy April Fools.
What it is Jesus' death shroud on our altar.
Not a fancy tablecloth. That is a claim that we make every Sunday. Our communion sits on that death shroud. We defy death. And it is from there we are going to be served communion, Christ's meal, where we're going to receive nourishment for our weak faith, for our journey of faith. We are going to receive forgiveness for our sins. And we are going to receive strength to go on serving our foolish Lord. Wait a minute. We're going to get all this in a little sip of wine, little bit of dried up kind of weird wafer that sticks to the top of your mouth. We're going to get all that. Yes. Yes, how do we know? Because our foolish Lord, but not our untruthful one, said that that's what we would receive. He promised it. He promised to show up at this meal. And we believe our wonderful and trustful Savior, who, though he's foolish, would never lie, would never break a promise to us. Thanks be to God, for he is risen. He is risen indeed. Amen.